With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Milton strengthens into a Category 5 hurricane as Florida prepares for massive evacuations. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Governor Ron DeSantis urging residents to evacuate, saying you hide from wind, you run from water, but not storm surge.
If you stay in there and you got 10 feet, you're really, really taking a risk with your life and your safety.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says that storm surge could actually be as high as 12 feet.
And that's storm surge that can flood cars, homes, roadways, escape routes.
A Cat 5 hurricane means winds of 160 miles per hour. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Georgia Supreme Court reinstates the state's six-week abortion ban.
The Georgia Supreme Court is halting a ruling striking down the state's near ban on abortions while the state appeals it. The law that a judge found unconstitutional criminalizes abortions beyond about 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is before many women realize they're pregnant. Fulton County Judge Robert McBurney ruled that Georgians' constitutional right to privacy includes the right to make personal healthcare decisions. McBurney's decision restored a state law allowing abortions until viability, roughly 22 to 24 weeks into pregnancy. The high court suspended that ruling while it considers the state attorney general's appeal. I'm Haya Panjwani.
California's avocados could be in trouble after changes to inspections. Mexico now in charge of inspecting incoming avocados and other fruits instead of the USDA. Comes after threats against inspectors when they tried to dig deeper into deceptive shipments. California farmers and the California Avocado Commission worry the Mexican inspectors will also face threats, meaning diseases and pests will pass through and damage U.S. crops. This is SRN News. One European country is worried about population decline.
All across the continent, birth rates are dropping thanks in part to the promotion of abortion and a lifestyle that emphasizes career over children. In Greece, the birth rate has fallen to 1.3, well below the replacement rate, with twice as many people dying in the country as are being born. Now the government is vowing to spend 20 billion euros to try and reverse the trend. It's not just a European problem. Government leaders in Japan and South Korea are alarmed at the low number of women having children and have begun offering economic incentives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Parents are the key to passing faith on from one generation to the next. A study released by the Pew Research Center finds 82% of Protestant parents have teens who also identify as Protestant. 81% of Catholic parents have Catholic teens. Followers of no faith have 86% of teens who identify as having none. This is SRN News. A New England Patriots safety is facing multiple charges following his arrest over the weekend.
Police say Patriots captain Jabril Peppers was arrested over the weekend on assault, strangulation, and other charges following a disturbance at a home. The 29-year-old Peppers appeared for his arraignment Monday in Quincy District Court. Not guilty pleas were entered on the charges, which included assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and possession of a Class B substance believed to be cocaine. Peppers was arrested early Saturday. His attorney said evidence in the case, quote, sheds real doubt on the allegations, including videotaped evidence. Coach Gerard Mayo said the team is still gathering information. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Vanderbilt must pay a substantial fine for fan reaction this past weekend following the unranked Commodores' win over the Alabama Crimson Tide. SEC says Vanderbilt must pay $100,000 for violating the league's access to competition area policy. More details at SRNNews.com.